Radio 4, and now we start a new series of Just a Minute, which was recorded just before the death of Kenneth Williams. It's broadcast now as a tribute to that master of radio comedy.
Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to introduce to you the four personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. And those regular listeners of the program will be delighted to hear that we have our four regular and long-standing players of the game who've been with us since the show began many years ago. Would you please welcome all four, Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Clement Freud. Many of our listeners will know that since our last series, one of our four regulars has been honoured with a knighthood. So I'm sure this audience here and our many listeners throughout the world will want to join the other three panellists and the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, in congratulating Clement Freud. The rules of Just a Minute are ridiculously simple, and I will do my ridiculous best to try and interpret them as I ask each contestant in turn to try and speak on the subject I give them and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, the first subject we'd like you to take is fashionable bed attire. Will you tell us something about your own or anybody else's bed attire, starting now?
If anyone had told me several years ago that I would be wearing Hungarian pajamas, I'd have said you're out of your tiny mind. And yet, I find that is indeed what I'm wearing. They're cotton and came from a reputable London store. No hole in the wall stuff for me on those street market stalls. I go to a very renowned establishment, a fact not far from here, a few hundred yards, and I said I want cotton because I can't stand any of that wincy yet itchy stuff. Well,
and Peter Jones is challenged.
Well, he's supposed to be talking about fashionable attire. So, wincy et pajamas wouldn't come into it at all.
I think that's a very good challenge, Peter.
But hardly fashionable. Not any of that wincy et stuff is what he said. Not any of that wincy et.
Thank you, Derek. What a charming
thing. Listen, who's the chairman? Peter Jones, you have the subject, and there are 18 seconds left on fashionable bed attire, starting now.
Fashionable bed attire must be pajamas, and it should be made of silk, without any lapels, and a slightly nipped-in waist. That's the current...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Well, he'd never get it on, would he?
No. And just to show my generous attitude of mind, Derek, we will give you a bonus point for a lovely challenge, but it's not... but Peter gets a point for being interrupted because it wasn't a correct challenge, and he continues with 5 seconds on fashionable bed attire, starting now.
I wasn't talking about what I wear, but what is actually fashionable.
Ian Messiter, when he blows his whistle, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains the extra point. It was, of course, Peter Jones, who is in the lead at the end of the round. And Derek Nimmer, will you take the next round? And the subject, oh, what charming one, pigs as pets. And just to give you ammunition, I discovered only recently, according to the Chinese horoscope, I was born in the year of the pig.
Yes, well, that seems to be fair.
Pigs as pets, Derek, 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I never really thought of having a pig as a pet until some number of years ago now. I found myself playing the Honourable Freddy Threepwood to dear Sir Ralph Bridgerton's Lord Emsworth in the series of Blandings Castle. We were filming at Petworth, the home of Lord de Lisle, in his piggery, and there was this enormous great pig, the empress of the said establishment, namely P.G. Woodhouse's immortal book. And I had to lie in the sty with my arms around this beast, knee-deep in absolute manure, I think I'd better call it. It was most unpleasant and smelt very horrid, but I found since that pigs can be frightfully good pets because you can use them for truffle hunting. If you put a ring through their nose and take them into the surrounding countryside where you find that particular delicacy and put their snout to the earth, they will discover for you.
Mini triumph of this series, Derek Nimmo took the subject, he wasn't interrupted, he didn't hesitate, deviate or repeat himself, and he went on speaking for a full minute, so he gets a point for speaking then, and also the bonus point, so he has 2 points at the end of that round.
It's the first time I've done that in 20 years of playing the game. I usually get into a stutter.
It had to happen. You have been practicing for 20 years, Derek. It had to happen sometime, didn't it? So you're now, you've taken the lead ahead of Peter Jones, and Clement Freund takes the next round. Clement, the subject is Jax. Nice to hear from you. Would you like to talk on Jax in this game starting now?
I would like to talk on Jax in this game starting now. If you get a flight to Florida, you might go to Clearwater, Miami, Palm Beach. But of all the best places, Jacksonville, known as Jax, is probably the most climatically exciting, the most golfless.
And Derek Nimmo challenged.
Two Sir most. Clement has had two most.
He's had two most. You can't have the most. He may have the most of lots of things, but not in just a minute. Derek, you have 41 seconds, and the subject of Jax starting now.
Some few years ago, I won the under-14 bowls championship on a crown green in Prestatyn in North Wales.
Clement Freud has challenged.
It was more than some few years ago.
I quite agree. So, Clement, you've got the subject of Jax back with you in 33 seconds, starting now.
Jax is a sort of game that kids play in a playground, and interesting it is.
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
No, kids don't play it in a playground because kids are the offspring of goats. Does he mean children?
Kenneth,
really
I
dredging away, isn't he?
Yes. Mm. I implored your remark because I hate the American slang phrase kids. I think
quite right. You are a very good chairman because of that.
Wait till I say something against it, because children is a lovely word and a child's a nice word. Kids is awful. But I'm afraid we are allowed to use slang phrases, so he wasn't actually deviating from the subject. So he does have to keep it, and there are 27 seconds left for you, Clement, on Jax, starting now.
Jax is also a pastime pursued by many children, some of whom I know reasonably well. Jack.
Peter Jones' challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. I think he hesitated because he thought he made a mistake.
No, no, it was a colon, new line.
Oh. Well, he didn't, but Peter got in first with 20 seconds on Jack's starting now. Peter, you challenged yourself. That's very clever. What is your challenge?
I'm not challenging, really.
I challenge you for hesitation.
It's nothing to do with you. You're the chairman. Shut up.
Yes. You were trying to tell me what to do a moment ago. So were you challenging yourself for hesitation?
No, it was a nervous twitch. I hoped you wouldn't draw attention to it, because it is rather embarrassing.
If you'd been very quick there, you could have got an extra point, because if you challenged yourself for hesitation, I'd have given it to you and you still continued.
Would I?
Yes.
Well, can we think of it retrospectively?
No. I think you missed the opportunity, Peter. I gave you the cue. You didn't snap it up. But you continue now with 19 seconds on Jax, starting now.
There have been a lot of Jax in show business. I can remember Whispering Jack Smith, Jack Merivale, Payne, Hilton.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think so. There was a bit of a pain after he said pain, and he searched for Jack Buchanan, I think.
No,
so,
I didn't.
What did you search for?
I told you. Hilton, I said, straight away.
No, you did
have
pause.
To have you a pause, otherwise you think it's a double-barrel name, you see.
Oh, they'll try anything, won't they? Right. There are 9 seconds left. Derek Nimmer has got Jacks starting now.
Now, a male donkey is called a Jack, and I remember those happy days on Prestatyn Sand when I used to climb a call for Jack.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of Prestatyn.
But that was in another round.
Well, nevertheless. I think to mention Prestatyn twice in half an hour. is once too many.
Yes. You will never be invited to Prestatyn now.
I don't want to be.
No. And Derek Nimmer will be given the freedom of the town.
And he's welcome to it. I've been there once.
And I don't think you're going to play there again. Derek Nimmer, it was an incorrect challenge. You have 2 seconds on jacks starting now.
Hydraulic jacks are awfully useful for getting things up into the earth.
So once again, Derek Nimmer was speaking as the whistle went, and he has increased his lead ahead of Peter Jones. He's ahead of Clement Freud and then Kenneth Williams in that order, and Peter Jones takes the next round. And the subject, Peter, is concealing the body. Will you tell us something about that exciting subject in just a minute, starting now?
Concealing.
And Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
No hesitation.
No, no, I don't think so, no. He'd hardly gone a second and just... And I think you're the one who always says, let him get underway!
Do I sound as common as that?
That was the modest impersonation. Right, Peter, an incorrect challenge, you have another point, and you have 59 and a quarter seconds on concealing the body, starting now.
Concealing the body is one of the most difficult problems a murderer has to solve. There is a possibility, perhaps, of burying it, or putting it in deep water with chains around it, possibly even in concrete. But also, there's a great danger of it floating to the surface in time. And perhaps when it's buried in the soil, it will...
Derek Nimmer challenged. Yes, I think he was petering to a halt there.
Yes.
Concealing the body is the subject, Derek. There are 35 seconds left, starting now.
I always conceal my body in Hungarian pajamas that I purchased from a small shop in German Street at great expense. They're wonderfully fashionably cut. And as I wander out of the establishment wearing the said apparel, people applaud me and say, how splendidly, Mr. Nimmo, are you concealing your body? Other ways, of course.
Kenneth,
deviation. I don't believe he goes down Jermyn Street in pyjamas.
Shall I put it to the audience to see what they think? No, I don't think he goes down Jermyn Street in the pyjamas, so that is deviating. But, of course, no, this is the problem we have in just a minute. He's not necessarily deviating from the subject on the card, which is what I said at the beginning, is he? So I will put it to the audience. If you agree with...
He's wonderfully decisive, isn't he? That's lovely.
No, I just like to be fair. And so, if you agree with Kenneth's challenge, will you cheer for him? And if you disagree, will you boo for Derek? And will you all do it together now? Unanimous. They're with you, Kenneth, as always, right. Concealing the body. 13 seconds for you, starting now.
I conceal my body in Hungarian pyjamas when the...
And
I was going to say in the company of a Vietnamese pig. I did see this Vietnamese pig in Hyde Park. I couldn't believe it. It was quite black and sort of satiny coat. And I said to the woman with it, I've never seen a dog like that. She says, no, it's a Vietnamese pig, you fool. Amazing.
I must explain to you that to our listeners, the extra laugh that came at the end was because Kenneth did actually try and kiss Clement Freud at the end. He's very continental. He always hugs people and does it on both cheeks. Right, there we are. Clement, your challenge, please. It's such a long time ago now. Yeah. What hesitation? Yes. Concealing the body. 8 seconds for you, Clement, starting now.
You will know that every Tuesday Kenneth Williams has an at home to which all sorts of people are invited. But
Peter Jones has challenged.
He doesn't.
I think you're right, Peter, so I'm going to give you that
subject on the card.
Subject. Concealing the body. No, no. You said he was challenging on the fact that Kenneth Williams has an at home every Tuesday to which a lot of people are invited. I feel
that. So one can't tell lies on this program, is that right?
You can tell them, but if I happen to know they're not true, then they don't. Then again, I give it against you. If I can't judge whether it's
a deviation, isn't it?
It's a deviation, yes.
We know for a fact that he doesn't have these because I have never been invited.
Exactly.
And I know I would have been the first.
On the one occasion you were invited, you went to the wrong block. I saw you ringing the bell at the wrong place. Go on, admit it. It's true.
Is that true?
Wrong.
It isn't wrong.
It's right. Wrong.
So you're ringing the wrong bell.
Well, all I can say, Peter, is
when I did investigate what bell it was, it said underneath, French lessons given. Yes, look at him, he's gone. gone red! He's gone red!
Yes, that's struck home.
I didn't think Kenneth lived in that area. He must have moved into Soho or somewhere.
No, it's not. It's opposite where you used to live, the White House.
Can you tell me, Peter, what were the French lessons like? Were they worth it?
I didn't attend a French lesson.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, well, that's all right. Well, Peter, I mean, you have done a Freud on Freud, as I call it, by getting in with 1 second to go, and the subject is concealing the body, starting now.
Get into a sack.
Large number of points in that round, so he's moved forward. He's won, only 1 point behind our leader, who is still Dane Nimmo, ahead of Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams. And Kenneth, your turn to begin again. The subject, Mona Lisa. Will you tell us something about her in just a minute, starting now?
Well, it's this painting in the Louvre by Leonardo, called Da Vinci, because that's where he came from in Italy. And the painting is supposed to be a superb example of the sfumato technique by which the smoky, almost indescribable transmission from positive to negative is achieved. On the other hand, we know for a fact that Michelangelo couldn't stand him. And when you look at the painting, you realise why, because she's an ugly woman.
Freud challenge.
The repetition of painting.
I'm afraid you did repeat the word painting. So Clement got in with 22 seconds on Mona Lisa, starting now.
On the very rare occasions in which Kenneth Williams gives a party, he's seen at the top of the stairs in his mansion, smiling a Mona Lisa smile. How good of you to come, he says, and not ring the bell of the French teacher round the block. And it's frightfully good, because Mona Lisa not only had this grin, this expanse of teeth.
Clement Freud got rounds in that point, including one for speaking as the whistle went. He's still in third place, and Derek Nimmo begins the next round. The subject, Derek, snuggling. And you start now.
Well, the important thing is to go through the green light, because if you are intending to...
Kenneth Williams is challenged.
Yes, what on earth... I mean, first of all, he hesitated, but what on earth is going through a green light got to do with snuggling?
Well, with an N?
Snuggling, yes, and snuggling.
Well, it's your diction, you see. I thought you said smuggling.
Audience, did you think I said snuggling?
Yes.
Unanimous. It's your hearing, Derek. You're getting old.
Yes, I am.
Isn't it interesting? If I'm ever rude to the panel, you never laugh. If they're rude to me, you fall about. So, Kenneth, I agree with your challenge of hesitation, and you have 53 seconds left on snuggling, starting now.
Yes, you can't go through the green light when you're snuggling, because the whole point is privacy.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
If I was wandering through the green light with Raquel Welsh, I would be snuggling.
In other words, you're saying it is possible to snuggle...
It is possible to snuggle going through the green light.
But easier in the red light.
Yes, but actually... But I think you've got it wrong, because it's not a green light. It's just because a green area. It's got a green sign up there. It doesn't. So the green light doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you're quite right. Very good chairman.
Yes.
Very good chairman.
We leave the subject with Kenneth with 47 seconds on snuggling, starting now.
Snuggling is best done under a beautifully warm Whitney wool blanket. There is no substitute. All this crap about duvets. Take no notice. The English beautiful wool merino blanket.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Two blankets.
Two blankets, yes. Yes, you probably need two blankets if you don't have a duvet. But, Derek, I agree with your challenge. You have 27 seconds on snuggling, starting now.
I've always been tremendously envious of Kenneth Williams on this programme, because he sits next to Sir Clement Freud, and he's able to snuggle up against him, which he does frequently, with his enigmatic Mona Lisa smile. But one of the things which slightly surprises me, because in happier days one thought one could do it with some impunity, because Mr. F...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation is right, Clement, and you have got in with 7 seconds to go on snuggling, starting now.
I enjoy snuggling as much as I enjoy being snuggled, like by Kenneth Williams on programmes, which happens frequently.
Oh, reviewer as you may of the score. Clement Freud has now moved forward to equal in second place with Peter Jones, and they're a couple of points behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. Clement begins the next round. Clement, the subject, making a scene. 60 seconds, as always, starting now.
Making a scene is something which I don't do a lot because, frankly, it is not an enjoyable pastime. Many people, when they go to restaurants and get foul food, bad soup, nasty fish, inedible meat, rush out and make a scene, call the waiter or the manager and say, I would like to have my money back.
Kenneth Williams, the chump.
Deviation, he said these people, when they get this rotten meat, rush out. And then he says they call the waiter. Well, if they're out of the restaurant, how can they call anybody?
Out of their chairs.
I mean, it's rubbish, isn't he? He's talking absolute rubbish.
I didn't think it was such rubbish as that. No, I mean, they rushed out, but...
Oh, you rush out to the street, do you?
He never used the word street. If you never said the street. He said they rush out.
Well, when you go out, you're not in, are you? What did you say, Derek?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, if he has to rush out in the street before he calls to wait, he must be rather cowardly, mustn't he?
Yes.
I don't think he actually deviated from the subject of the cards. So, Clement, you keep it with 41 seconds left, making a scene, starting now.
Sadly, making a scene is totally counterproductive because it louses up all the enjoyment of a dinner, and by expending a lot of energy and frustration and raising your voice and occasionally jumping up.
Derek Nimmo, chum.
Lots of reasons.
Yes, he was teetering towards that, and I think he was hesitating. Right. So, Derek, 26 seconds for you on making a scene starting now.
Well, I'm going to make a scene. I hire, first of all, a particularly good scenic artist, and I would recommend Mr. Terry Parsons, who have done such splendid sets in the West End of London. He would provide for me elevations and ground plans, which I would take along to a stage carpenter, who would then, for me, build this magnificent scene. I'd have colour charts, of course, and perhaps a cyclorama to go...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, he did hesitate.
Yes, he did. He really did.
Yes, and you got in, Peter, with 4 seconds to go on making a scene starting now.
Very difficult to make a scene in England because nobody pays any attention.
One point separates Derek Nimmo from Peter Jones, from Clement Freud, and then Kenneth Williams in that order, and Peter takes the next round. Peter, the subject is man's place in the kitchen. Will you tell us something on that sexist subject with 60 seconds to go, starting now?
I don't think it's necessarily a sexist subject, because I think man's place in the kitchen is beside the woman. And I don't see why they shouldn't both cook either together or separately, like we do at home. And the dinner or other meal that is prepared is enjoyed by us both, with any guests who may be around, if they can find the address. Now, the meals that we cook in unison...
Kenneth Williams, challenge.
Yeah, meals that we cook,
Yeah, there was a bit of an err there. He got a generous err on Derek, so I'll give you a generous
I was talking about my wife, not her.
So, Kenneth, will you tell us something about man's place in the kitchen in 32 seconds, starting now?
Man's place in the kitchen has always been supreme. This is why the world's best cooks are chefs. Generally, in France, they've always been regarded as par excellence, and no question about it, the women of this world have no more ability to cook when you compare them.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Well, that's totally wrong. Deviation.
I was going to say no ability to cook when you compare their efforts with men's. That's what I was going to say.
No. Well, I'm glad you did finish it, because I'm quite convinced you were wrong. Because, no, you think of some of the fine cooks who've demonstrated it, from Fanny Craddock upwards or downwards. And all those other ones.
I think you're trying to think of Mrs. Beaton. I think that's who you're
Mrs.
wrong.
Mrs. Beaton started it.
That's
Fanny
more
Craddock
your
took
period,
up her
I think so.
I can't go back as far as you, Kenneth, so that's probably why you...
Well, you'll remember, with your historical knowledge, that it was a French chef they sent for in the Crimea. You remember that? When Florence Nightingale said that the stuff being served to the men was so disgusting? The French chef.
Did you know that exceptional woman, Mrs. Beaton, died when she was only about 26?
Oh, poor bitch. Who'd have thought?
Where did she live?
I don't know.
Under the grandstand at Epsom Racecourse. That's the interesting part.
Did she camp out then?
No, her husband was worked at Epsom Racecourse. Far for the course he was.
You do pick up some interesting tidbits of information with Dust a minute, don't you? Right, Derek, I agree with your challenge, because women are equally successful in the kitchen as men, and the subject, with 17 seconds to go, is man's place in the kitchen starting now.
A man's place in the kitchen is determined upon which task he's asked to perform. If he should be the sous chef, he would have to do something quite different to if he were the vegetable peeler, or maybe just washing the dishes. And I said that word.
And a Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, just before he got in, with 1 second ago, Clement Freud's place in the kitchen, starting now.
Welsh rabbit. Welsh rabbit.
As we approach the last round of Just a Minute, still 1 point separating our three leaders, but in different sequence. It's still Derek Nimmo first, then Clement Freud, then Peter Jones, and then a little way behind, but not far, is Kenneth Williams. But Kenneth takes the last round, which is snaps. So, will you snap into the final round, Kenneth, with 60 seconds to go, starting now?
I have a lovely snap of me on the beach with this deck chair that blew over, and I'm wearing a banana skin for a moustache, and everybody falls about when I go through the album and turn this particular page. There was a wonderful sketch which Derek Nimmo drew my attention to of this man who showed his snaps and said that this was a chicken he got rather fond of. And it leads to various
Clement Freud challenge.
I was going to say insidious.
But unfortunately, you can't change sort of the mental stream in just a minute because you hesitate, which Clement picked up. And Clement, you have 26 seconds left with an even Steven situation in the lead at the moment. And the subject is snaps, starting now.
Whereas we do have albums in respect of each of our children, the snaps that I most prefer are brandy snaps. And they are made by the addition and the judicious mixture of flour, treacle, sugar, butter, and a very hot surface, ideally a frying pan, which is used for no other means of cooking.
And Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hesitation.
You've got in with 3 seconds to go, and I think you've now clinched the situation. Snaps is with you, Derek, starting...
I have a wonderful snap of me on Prestatyn Beach on a donkey.
Challenge, oh, this sort of one-upmanship with half a second to go and the final round. What is your challenge, Clement?
A third Prestatyn.
A third Prestatyn, but in a different round, so a good attempt.
I'd like him to win convincingly.
You couldn't actually achieve that fact, but you made sure he does win with a quarter of a second to go on snaps starting now. And someone challenged. Derek, you challenged yourself. You are going to win convincingly. You hesitated. You're quite right. Another point to Derek Nimmo. And you now have a third of a second to go, starting now.
I like snapping very much.
So, as you see, the scoring is secondary to the fun and also the contributions of our four contestants. Kenneth Williams finished in fourth place, a little way behind Peter Jones, a little way behind Clement Freud, but in the lead, only just, but definitely and convincingly this week, was Derek Nimmo. Enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time when we are on the air. And so on behalf of our four panellists, Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones and Clement Freud, also Ian Messiter, who thought of and devised the game, and our producer Ted Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye until we're next on your wavelength. Goodbye.